Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Ooh, the internet's fast today.
Ooh, oh my gosh, lightning fast. Oh my gosh.
Ow, I burnt myself on the time-space continuum.
Ooh, I'm up in the coffee house. I feel so good.
Ooh.
Excuse me.
Ooh.
Excuse me, bartender.
Bumping. Excuse me, bartender. Can I please get a corn dog Julio with a with a hot pepper pickleback shot back?
And a muffin for my boyfriend, Channing Tracer. welcome back for another steaming.
Piping,
scalding, serving of
hot god.
Su 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 fa 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 fa.
Ah, bury that.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in
politics,
and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some.
Hot Gossingtons. We have a very, very, very special and exciting announcement.
Oh yeah.
Our philanthropy is going further. We're continuing our live streaming series with your help. On October 20th, we'll be playing a rousing couple rounds of Pictionary.
Pictionary. It's on, Tootsarella.
That's
it's
right.
On.
I'm shoving a Sharpie in my butt, and we're going to see what we can draw. It's going to be just like that AAA girls meet and greet in New York, where I painted things like an elephant with their trunk.
It's going to be a Jackson Pollock painting, honey.
Girl, and
we're going to shit on the competition.
Oh, the pink team's going to win?
I don't know. We haven't assigned colors yet. It is the Halloween season, so maybe we could do, like, scary colors. We could do the orange team and the black team.
Scary colors. So I'll do a no-matchy nude illusion. That'll be my team color. My team color will be wrong skin tone for your body.
We could do witches versus monsters or something like, or pumpkins versus, I don't know. We'll think about it.
Yeah. What about gourds versus hordes?
Wow. gourd to meet you. Yes, gourd, honey.
Oh, God.
Yes, gourd, mama.
Oh, gourd me. So there's a special thing we're playing for. They're called the Victory Fund.
And we love doing these events. First of all, they're just really, really fun and stupid. And we get to like hang out with our friends. We have an amazing cast lined up for this. It's going to be so sickening. And we get
to
raise.
Can we tell them?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we can.
Tell them about the fund first. Tell them about all the good
stuff. Well, I mean, it's important that there's like a fundraising element to this. We've raised so much money in previous events like this. So we're benefiting the Victory Fund, which is a national organization that is dedicated to electing openly LGBTQ people who can further equality at all levels of government. So that's the victoryfund.org. You can find out more. But I always find that exciting because, like, we need our people in all levels of government. So this is exciting.
And not the log cabin gays who are
Lady
like...
Lady G.
Girl.
Miss Lindsay, honey.
Miss Lindsay.
And the ladybugs.
The lady MAGA, she's terrible. I just saw some log cabin gay. He's like being outspoken about it. Gays for Trumps in this shirt that he couldn't
Which
even
wear?
Iron on Twitter.
bitch, donde? where are donde? They? So wait, okay. Announce the cast. This is so exciting.
Okay. So the teams will be featuring, my team is Jan. And Naomi Smalls.
Ooh.
And your team is the inimitable, our Diamond Crown Queen, Jada Essence Hall, the
wow.
Essence of Beauty.
Current reigning.
And Derek Barry.
Derek Barry. The sparks are going to fly. Okay. This is going to be intense.
We have been known to have a pop-up or two. Girls pop in and say, can I do a tip spot? Can I do a little clue?
We do. We like that.
And we indulge. We indulge the dolls.
We do. We are the indulgent divas of drag.
Now, all this information for where to get tickets and for when and all that good stuff for the indulgent divas of drag will be on the Race Chaser Instagram at Race Chaser Pod. And it's going to be October 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, early UK time, and who knows what time Australia. I feel like Australia is 11 hours ahead of California.
It's like a different day. Yeah, it's
so
fully a different day.
It's October 21st at like 13 a.m. or something. I don't know
right.
the math. Y'all do it if you want it.
Yes, we'll contact Courtney Act, and when she's seeing it, it will be the future.
Yes, and then we will know that she is on another reality show in the UK. I'm pretty sure her next reality competition is churning butter while bewiggled, hosting a bisexual butter contest.
And also debating
on MTV Poland.
Debating far right wing activists and yes. Being a role model to millions. Yes.
In a glitter brow on the glow up.
Yes. And also having wardrobe malfunctions to reveal a hastily taped tuck.
Where can people get tickets?
The internet.
Racechasertickets.com. Tickets are on sale right now. Let's outdo ourselves, Gorge.
Yeah.
Like, we've raised a ton of money on previous ones, like, around, like, $20,000 each event, mm-hmm.
Well,
give
we've
or
raised
take.
More than that, some with the rentals, because people are forgetful, and then they go watch it later.
Right.
So, like, all your dollars are going towards a good fund, and you'll be able to laugh. This is kind of a win-win thing here. I think I will be there, and I can't wait to draw with my butt.
You think you will be there? Okay, good. I hope you can make it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a pin in it, but we'll see.
Hey, I love that.
So
otherwise in the kingdom, did you watch the Savage Fenty fashion show on Amazon?
Why, yes, I did. It was sickening boots. There were so many great drag queens. Shea Coulee was on it. Gigi mm-hmm. Good. Jada mm-hmm. was there. My friend Dex was there, who's a dancer. Killing
mm-hmm.
it. She was eye-fucking the camera so hard. I think she knew where all the cameras were. He was just staring, giving sexy eyes. I'm surprised there wasn't cum coming out of his tear ducts. He was so
yeah.
sexy. It was sickening. I love Gigi's red hair. Shay encountered a bit of unfortunate isms. She was dancing to the song that they, you know, provided and everything. And apparently it's a song that's used traditionally with Muslim stuff, or there's a sample or something. So Shay got Dan, her partner, to put Cocky, a remix of that, over it. So like people can still watch it and stuff without being triggered, because, you know, once there's a little blowback about that, everybody seems to pick it up, and you don't want to put a damper on this. So Shay made lemons out of fucking lemonades and made her own little mix, and she looks sickening in the show. So I'm glad people are still able to see it without being like, without having the appropriational feelings or whatever.
Right.
Not
and
whatever.
I mean, love a little mix. I do love a little mix.
We do love a little mix.
Honey, I'm just doing a little mix tonight. You know what? I'm just putting on a little mix, and I'm just going to do it. Speaking of Shea Coulee, she mm-hmm. is on the cover of Out magazine this month, recreating an iconic Vanity Fair shoot with Cindy Crawford and Katie Lang from 1993. Yes. Dipper, do you have the picture? I haven't seen this. Can you show me?
Yeah, I do. My friend Scott in it. He's a designer for Baja East. He wears a lot of, like, everything he wears, I want to own, and everything he makes. The video where I built that radial wall that just came out on my YouTube, I was wearing Baja East in that. He's an amazing designer, and he's so sexy, and he invites all the queens to his fashion shows. He loves us, and so it's amazing to see him. I think he's guest editing this issue of Out, too.
Yeah,
I love it. It's such a beautiful photo. Check this out.
And then he's also painted by Shay in the middle of it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And I love anything pertaining to Cindy Crawford, period. So Cindy Crawford and Shay Coulee, I'm there. It's a beautiful spread. Check it out. What is this? What's we this need next to get... thing?
Oh.
On the docket. What?
It's all about God and the God and the Gaga. Yeah. She's Miss Gaga and the good people at Gaga Incorporated have issued a new release. This is a bronzer and highlighter duo, and your shoulders and your hollows of your clavicles will thank you, because God is a Gaga. And these new House Labs things are like, she's stunning and beautiful, and she's got her pussy popped. And she said, I'm gonna pull the hair to my side and just drip it over here. Bundles dripping down my tits.
Yeah, she looks phenomenal. I mean, she's never looked better in these new photos for the blushers and bronzers and highlighters, which are all phenomenal. I'm wearing some of them right now.
Oh my God, I'm house labbing too.
We're so house labby over here. But I'm wearing a little bit of the highlight, which I haven't been doing highlight for a very long time on my face. But I decided to try it because, you know, I want to be like Steph.
Yeah, I don't get high in the light either. I usually go in a dark corner. But the Best in Drag show is coming up, and we're judging it. Yes. Are you gonna be highlighting there? Because that's gonna be a little bit of a day walk into an evening walk.
Oh, I will be very highlighting, and I will also be highlighting my score sheets to make sure that all my scores are corrected and checked. And I take judging very seriously when it comes to Padge.
I also do.
I'm looking forward to it very much. October 18th, correct? We're doing that.
Yeah, and I'm going to be using an abacus for my score. Just to...
Please do. Mm-hmm. And lay off the K. But... Girl, Willem's gonna hand in her score sheet. It's gonna literally, it's gonna have like a picture of like an airplane drawn on it, and there's no scores, no numbers.
It's gonna just look like STEM smeared. Code with holes in it and ones and twos.
Burt bites taken out of it, like
fucking Scantron, a smear of nacho cheese,
swatching of all the new House Suckless Labs. Face and body, right, all the glam attacks for some
all
reason,
that, for sure.
Close will you be to the stage? Because it's at the drive-in, right? The Patch?
Yes, it is. It's at the Rose Bowl. So I know, I think, the least information out of any human being on Earth. Sorry. And I'm a judge. No, I don't know this information, but it sounds like it's going to be like a drive-in experience, and you can see it on the big screens.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's how they're able to do it. Speaking of drive-in experiences...
Mm-hmm.
October 31, Halloween Day, I'm doing a drive-in show in New York, so I will see you there.
That sounds so fun.
Boss Events. So excited. It's going to be major.
Where can they get tics?
You can use the link in my bio on Instagram or go to VossEvents.com. And I'm teaming up with, you know, Nick and I have done shows,
$3 bill,
worship Lady Gaga and Kim Petras. Yes. So we're getting the team together, and it's going to be a big blown out Halloween, Lady Gaga, Kim Petras, other things thrown in there. It's going to be fun.
Nice. Well, Halloween's very important because that night is basically the birth of thousands of millions of booger baby queens. And
exactly.
There's the birth is always a wonderful thing because usually before that, there's something fun that leads up to the birth. But after the birth, sometimes the kids get they get a little bit in their boots, and then they think, oh, drag queen. Yeah, the afterbirth. And then, like, you know, they have their drag pictures for the rest of the year, get you a guy that can do both, Transformation Tuesdays, all those. Girl, and then they think, then they think they can read. And then they think they can, oh, well, that picture would be great if it didn't have all the shit on the floor. Oh, you didn't want to put on a nail. Like, they put on one wig, and then they think, oh, yeah, well, they don't know. Well, wait till she does something ignorant again, and then you won't stand her. Like, those bangs, really?
Yeah, it's very easy to, like, criticize, especially drag. And people love to do this. I mean, people who have never put on a wig or glued a lace or put on a pair of heels and cha-cha'd their way onto a, I mean, anywhere.
Well, we shouldn't talk about Santino, Ross, and Carson right now.
But it's so easy to just jump on and be like, and to criticize drag, especially, and it's hilarious when it's people who have no knowledge of no drag ass having knowledge.
So how would you? You know what I was going to ask? How would you find? It's virtually impossible to read a girl and make it funny online if you don't have tone. So maybe if something's like kind of an asshole thing, if you write it and then you put a little emoji like you're joking, and then if you delete the whole thing, that'll get your message across better.
That's the important step. Yeah, just delete it. No, because even if you're like, wow, look at all the shit on your floor. Love you, though. It's like, fuck you. No, you don't, bitch. Delete your account. Log off. Kick rocks.
I've been reading comments to delete, like, flagrantly stupid stuff. Like, I'll read your palm. Like, hold it up to the phone screen. I can do a cartoon image of you or anybody. So I, like, delete the crap and sometimes some other inflammatory stuff. But while doing that, I look through the comments sometimes and I'm like, is it some of these people's goal to try to get noticed, or is it specifically to also make me feel bad and then turn it around and try to make me feel good and say, you know, profess super fan and all the love and stuff? It's confusing, and I don't usually devote time to it, but now that I've been like going through comments a little bit to like clean up my accounts and stuff, because I'm trying to get to a million on YouTube and not be as trashy and get promoted.
It comes down to attention. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It comes down to attention, and because people know that a negative comment is going to kind of stick in your side a little bit more, then they have a chance of possibly interacting with you, which is basically you giving away a free meet and greet just for someone being shitty. So, like, my suggestion to you is don't read the comments. It's a fucking toilet bowl. You go on the comment section of any place on the internet, YouTube, CNN, Instagram. The comments section is the lowest, basest form of humanity, and it's not a place for where anyone should ever go, ever.
No. I tell you where you also shouldn't go, to my show in Baltimore for Halloween, because that was fucking canceled.
Oh, yeah, don't go there. Don't go there.
My favorite thing is when promoters are saying, we're very interested, this is the date we want, specifically that date, what's his rate? And then they just say okay, and then they go radio silent. It's like, why agree to it if you don't want to do it? Like, never mind.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it happens.
There's very many ways to keep yourself busy with some drag queens if you're looking for some on the Mom Network. There's Very That, which was Very That this week. Raja.
Very That.
Raja is, as we all know, an amateur sommelier and vineyard enthusiast.
She's a sommelier. She's a sommelier.
Yeah.
Well, Raja and Delta are fabulous on Very That. I've been listening every week. We suggest you go over and subscribe. Also, Latrice and Manila are quickly becoming bilingual over on the Chop, talking about Drag Race Holland, which I've also been watching and listening, and it's fabulous.
There's also a very special guest who's a big fan of all of ours, Evan Ross Katz, on Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. during this quarantine, we've had, I wouldn't say it's an influx, or but like we definitely have a lot of the birth of the interviewers. Like, can I interview you for this? Can I interview you for my live?
Yes.
So Evan's been doing that. We have Joseph Shepherd. We have, yeah. I feel like there should be just one massive interview with like Joseph Shepherd, Jake Onse, Evan Ross Katz, Joey Nolfi, like all.
Why don't we produce that?
We'll call it White Fags Talking.
White Noise.
White Noise, yeah. And I feel
that's
like
what we call white noise.
I feel like if we just sit down each queen with all four of them once, they could just bang it out, you know?
Exactly. Cover all the bases.
Cover all the bases.
But check out all the podcasts on the Mom Network in the Mommy Family. Mommy. Speaking of Mommy Family, we have a Rainbow Spotlight coming up right now.
Ooh.
And it's our new favorite song. It's called Ready.
Ready.
By Saturn.
And you can watch this track on Bandcamp and support independent queer artists. That would be cool, right? And the music video is also on YouTube. If you want to get a gander at that, I liked it.
Yes, so let's take a listen and we'll be right back.
Tell me that you love me. You're a fucking liar. You just wanna fuck me. And I'm just fucking tired. I'm fine, can't see your face. It's just your vibe, I wanna dive. Let's sustain, we can play. I wanna make it say. You wanna stay, you wanna stay. You won't go nowhere.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag,
drag
for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/drag.
Drag. Yes. Ooh, girl, I'm feeling galvanized and filibustered and everything, because you know what's next, right?
Honey, I'm feeling fabulous tonight. What is that from?
I don't know.
Honey, oh, it's from the fucking Chop. It literally, that song gets stuck in my head. I am feeling fabulous tonight.
It's basically it's basically the Cranny Tracer video intro. Manila does it. Would you like Cranny Tracer apple or just regular Cran Tracer crocktail?
Honey, it was a crocktail. That's what it was. That was girl, some bullshit.
I went out for a lovely cocktail, and then I ended up giving out my crocktail. All the recipes. A
my
slow burn simmer.
Actually has a tail on it. My shoe, I stepped in something.
Oh, gosh. I saw a puppy with a tail on their face on Twitter.
Is there a punchline to this, or are you seeing serious?
No. I saw a puppy with
a setup to a joke.
No, but when we check out those OnlyFans later, we may see some other things on their faces.
I want to see some tails. And I
wait,
want
a real puppy
tails.
Or like a fetish puppy?
No, a real puppy. He had a tail right between his eyes.
Wow. All
which
right.
is a whole... Yeah, there was
well,
no...
Speaking of that, why don't we get into this segment, which is called...
Let's get political. Trump has COVID, and I'm not reporting that with any amount of glee in my voice. But I was watching him. It was fun watching him choke down those coughs in his little COVIDa scandal, where he took off his mask for a photo op, and then like it looked like he was coughing and he was trying not to cough because like he has COVID and coughing is a symptom, and yet he's not wearing a mask. And like I'm kind of pissed at Chris Matthews and all these debate people because they all agreed that the only three people who weren't going to be wearing masks at the debate were going to be the two people on stage and then the moderator. And they still let the fucking debate go on and they allowed it to start without making an example of the people who chose not to follow the rules that everybody agreed to, which was all the first family and the first family's camp. They all took off their masks once they got there. And that's not what everybody agreed to. And I think it's a huge sign of disrespect to everybody in that room. And girl, I've disrespected lots of things back when I used to eat dairy and like I would ruin a bathroom, but I would never ruin someone else's health or try to put endangerment on somebody like Trump and all of the cabinet are doing. And everybody's getting sick now, you know?
Yeah.
The sickness.
It's not good. And I'm not surprised that he's just using this as just to make a complete spectacle and to, you know, I don't know, get free advertising on TV.
I also feel
horrible.
Like he's going back to his natural color a little bit. Like he's been slowly easing out of that orange bottle blonde and going towards more of a dusty gray blonde, I think.
So do you think she has a glam team?
Here's the thing, from what I've heard from makeup people that have been around him and stuff, he does have a glam team and it takes about 2 hours to get it all done. But then he pulls out this nasty MAC compact with a sponge that looks like from a quote who's someone who's seen it, that it hasn't been washed in 2 years and just does that mess of a makeup job on him himself. That's why it's not blended. That's why it never goes past the net. Like he does his own. And I think there's a reason that old ladies get like hairs on their chins and stuff because they can't see that good up close. You know,
So
like maybe he can't see that well either. Who knows?
I knew she was a girl who didn't clean her beauty blender. I knew it. I knew she was that girl, and she is.
He says, well, why do I have to clean it? I dip it in the same color.
If you have it, you know what? If you've been undecided up to this point, which I'm sure, you know, I mean, it's a very difficult decision. But if you've been undecided,
now we have a reason why, finally, definitively, why you should vote this motherfucker out. And everyone who is falling in line with him in every step of government. So voting is very important. Don't fuck around with this. Go get it. I'm going to vote in person. I'm going to make it a point to be in Los Angeles. I'm going to go wait in line no matter how long it takes, because I want it to look so dominating on the night that it airs that there's no question. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'm voting in person too. It's literally down the block from where I work. My roommate, yeah, DJ Pastabody, voted yesterday. I'm so proud of everybody like getting their shit together and voting this motherfucker out. There's a lot of people posting on social media about it. And, you know, if you get that sticker, put it up. It is apparently, and this is something that I did last time. I made a video of me voting in the booth and like showing everybody how easy it was. And apparently that's not allowed. And I got read for it. And who knows if they can invalidate your vote or something. So don't publish pictures of your ballot. Just stick to what you normally do with, like, your whole picks and, like, you know, get you a girl that can do neither and that kind of stuff.
Wait, Hope Hicks? Oh, Whole Picks. Mm-hmm. Hope I thought you were talking about Hope Hicks.
Oh, no, she's
every
sick.
Time they... Because she was the first one, like, in the Trump, like, team to contract COVID. And her name is Hope Hicks, but on the news everyone just keeps saying Hope Hicks Hope Hicks and it sounds like Whole Picks every time on the news.
What a wonderful name.
We are here to bring you the serious facts.
I do love Kellyanne Conway's daughter Claudia. Yes. Mainly because of her mother yelling in the back, "Are you filming me again?" Like, yes, she's filming you, Kellyanne. What the fuck do you think she's doing? So, yeah, pull those face tape backs. And, like, because Kelly looks different when she don't have her mug on. And when her daughter gets, like, the little glimpse of her yelling, "I had 2 negative tests and 1 positive." And then her daughter's like, "I might have misinterpreted," saying my mom has COVID. But who the fuck cares? Claudia Conway is a shit stirrer, and I love her for it, because she's taking down the totem pole, like, one little totem at a time from the inside. Even if she's, like, on the bottom of it, she's the future. Her mom's, like, realizing her daughter's not all wrong, because, like...
No,
she can't be. Her mom has fucking COVID. So, like, you know, sometimes parents aren't always smarter. I was reading somewhere that if you... if you're in your 40s or 50s and don't have, like, a mentor that's in your 20s or 30s so you can learn about what's actually going on in the world and on the come up and stuff. I was reading about it somewhere. I forget. I think it was in Entertainment Weekly or somewhere. Mm-hmm. They were saying, like, the older people should get younger mentors so they learn about stuff and can... process and like what's it called, grow and that kind of stuff.
It goes both ways. I believe that we have a lot to learn from our elders, and we should never dismiss them and think that we know better than someone who has life experience. But I mean, I think that anyone who is like really well-rounded as an older person also doesn't discount the knowledge of the younger generation. So I think it's like a sword. Cuts both ways. You forget that the publicity I brought to Pepsi was my power. My fans
Al
are
and
life
I built
and
this
death
studio.
To me, baby. They're the ones that really made me. Now, let's get to work. Don't Fuck with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. I know how to win the hard way.
Scientists have created a super enzyme that eats plastic 6 times faster than previous enzymes. Right now, at all costs, we need to protect Detox. We need to protect her. We need to protect Chad Michaels. We need to protect Shea Coulee. We need to protect these girls' new faces.
Has anyone checked on Eureka? Oh, my God. Do we have eyes on Eureka? Oh, my God.
apparently there's an enzyme.
Rubber child, if you can hear this,
her
if
ears
you are
have
within the sound of our voice, let so us there's know. Check in on Facebook.
There's an enzyme produced in the stomachs of certain bacteria that several high-profile discoveries have been combined to produce a super enzyme, which reduced the time for chemicals to depolymerize or break down plastic from weeks into mere hours.
Wow, okay.
This would be good for bottles and stuff, so, like, we can get rid of them and, like, you know, clumpy pump.
Right.
This is an important discovery. We just can't allow our queens to get too close to it.
Yeah, this is a bit of hopeful news.
Hicks news?
Hopeful Hicks, honey. So you can look this up. It's called the super enzyme, and you can read more about it. But, I mean, it is very important. Plastic is like this crazy thing. It lasts forever unless, I guess, there are enzymes to break it down. So this is very interesting, and we encourage you to look it up and read more about it. And why don't we take a break, and we'll come right back.
I'd love that.
And we'll look at some Hope Hicks.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. Our theme for this week is Pope Hicks.
All right. It's very dark in here, but you know what? Ooh. We are going to go spelunking, unking. Deep inside into the DMs.
This comment comes from a teacher. It's not a question, it's a comment. She says, "Hi. Last week, you had a listener ask how to help her children understand the ideas of gender and sexuality. I'm a teacher of 5 to 7-year-olds, and the way I slip these ideas into education is through stories. I tell them about Mary Kay Letourneau." I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
She said, we are lucky that these days there are tons of fantastic, inclusive stories. A favorite is Julian is a Mermaid, which touches on gender identity. Then the children can relate life experiences back to these stories, and it normalizes different identities. Hope this helps. Lots of love.
It does. And we thank you, teacher. That's a very great point. And there are a lot of great stories that help shape young people's like perception of the world. And that's important to include, you know, gender and identity and things like that.
I think mermaids are a dangerous example, though, because they don't have genitals.
They have fish genitals.
Where?
The women lay the... No, it's like a flap that opens. So the women lay the eggs, and then the men jizz on them, and then they fertilize outside the body.
Listen, I'm going to need to see Idris Elba himself jizz on these flap eggs to create all the daughters of Triton, because I'm going to be a stepbaby of Triton, okay?
I need the daughters of Triton!
Our father jizzed on us and come down well. Idris. I can't wait to see that
movie. She's our sister, Ari.
She's our sister, Ariola.
All right. Our next message comes from Mick Wiggles. Mick Giggles. My bad.
Look at this stuff. I think I will huff.
Aleka Willems Willies and Soft Dipper. Oh. Okay.
Soft Dip.
It's Mick Giggles. Last week you asked questions about soft sculpture. I am your local art queen here to give you fofos and some artists as a point of reference. Fofos, is that pictures? Okay. Basically, soft sculpture is a sculptural piece with fiber elements. Some prominent artists are Sarah Lucas, Sheila Hicks, Hope's cousin, and Clueless Oldenburg, just to name three. Attached are photos of their works. Soft sculpture is a popular art practice in the queer community. I also make what may be considered soft sculpture, but I wanted to tell you about my hard sculpture that seems to be a crowd pleaser, just like you, Willem. Oh. I've made 6 wooden dildos and created image transfers of the Trumpito cabinet onto condoms, which is gently wrapped around each dildo. Here is my art Insta for your digital enjoyment. That's at @mickgiggles14art. 14 art. Happy voting season, and may the votes be ever in your favor, darling. Ever in your face. So soft sculpture. These are fun to look at.
Yeah, I like the. I had those shoes with that high heel Converse shoe.
That's amazing, and I'm not surprised.
None of these look like Serena Chacha's influence at all. which is good.
These are really fun. We're gonna put these up on the Instagram, and the wooden dildos with the people printed on the condams. And put in there, that's art, honey. That's art.
I mean, those are staircase balusters that are carved into elegant dildos of varying shapes and sizes. And they also look like they could be repurposed as you turn them upside down, like torches or something. Or
right. He also sent pictures of his wing wing, and he's sitting in what seems to be a room with an extraordinarily low ceiling. So he looks like a giant. He looks like a giant man.
And then I'd say the second one is on a subway with a bike and his dick out. And that is definitely that's not a soft sculpture. That's a semi-turgid sculpture.
You know, the man spreading has gotten out of control on the subways. I mean, it really has. Look at what he's doing. I mean, the dick is out. He's got his leg sprawled over his bicycle. I mean, this is, it must be in New York. This happens all the time in the New York subway.
Yeah, I'll pull that chain for an emergency stop.
Men exposing themselves. He looks like someone we know, doesn't he? Kind of looks like Andrew Hoyle or something.
Oh, no. If it was Andrew Hoyle, it would be on a dirty mattress in Europe pretending he was Britney Spears, saying he had a dream.
Okay. Did he do that at one point?
Yeah, there was this Club Kids tour.
Andrew Hoyle, friend of the pod.
Yeah, there was a Club Kids tour where, like, he awoke from a dream to start the show, and then he lip-synced to Circus, I think, in, like, a lion tamer's jacket before all the girls came out. The girls that he was paying to perform and entertain. And then they did the show.
I like creativity, okay?
Yeah, me too. I just think that if you have a mattress on stage, it should have a top sheet.
We did that. We had that.
No, we had a top sheet.
We had like satin, like fucking thread count ass Egyptian cotton sheets on that bed for the AAA Girls Tour.
That was a sateen.
Sateen. Smoldering temptress. In the end, should someone die?
Let me read this from Kara.
Please do.
Says, Dear Alaska Willem and Big Dipper Tina, firstly, I'd like to thank you for keeping me somewhat sane during this shit show we call 2020. I love listening to the podcast at any chance I get, and it really brings light to my day. Now I have an issue. I hope you can get to some help with me. I have feelings for a guy. How awful. And as far as I know, he feels the same way about me. We worked together for about 3 years until he left to start his own business. We continued to talk and meet after he left, and up until August, it was going great. He was attentive, we had good banter, and he would even offer help if I ever needed anything. It's now been several weeks since he's reached out to me, and I have no idea why I've been ghosted. The only explanation I've had is that he's been busy. I understand life can get in the way sometimes, but it's never stopped him from talking to me in the past. I really like this guy, and I don't want to lose him, but my friends say I should just forget him and move on. Oh, did I mention he's about 20 years older than me? I'm 23, he's in his 40s. Yes, I have daddy issues. Anyway, should I confront him about this, or do I just drop it? Any advice you can give to this poor little English girl would be greatly appreciated. Love, Kara. I feel like she has her answer, and she wants to get some closure with this guy, but
yeah,
he's giving her a really, really good indication of what he's feeling, which is he doesn't want to talk to her because otherwise he would be talking to her. What do you think is the best thing that Kara should do, Alaska?
Well, I can tell you this, Kara. When I was, 18 or 19, I was dating a man who was much older than I was, and I feel for you because there is there's sort of like a distance, and sometimes it does.
Distance.
Right. So like, I feel for you. It's not easy dating older men. And this is evidence of that. So like, it sounds like, Willem, I completely agree with you. It sounds like he's moved on, possibly, or it's over. Do you have the right to, like, ask for an explanation? You have the right to. But just be prepared that it's, it might just hurt you more to know the explanation. So you might just want to just cut him loose and say, girl, I'm fucking 23 and sickening. So there are men out there. They're wanting you just as much as you want them.
Yeah.
Your dance card is going to be full for the rest of your life, Blanche, and you know it.
The next message, that's from the Golden Girls. The next message is from Ethan. Hi, Dolls and Dip. Just wondering if you have any of your sister Courtney's latest UK reality competition, Celebrity Karaoke Club. If so, what do you guys think of the show and the vocal choices? Please discuss. Winky's tongue sticking out face. Attached is a hole pick. I think of Willem's iconic song every time I take one.
Let me take a hole pick.
Thank you ever so. Ethan from Manchester, UK. Oh my gosh.
Well, I will say this. It is nice that Courtney finally learned the words to Wannabe.
Hate it, bitch.
We got read for filth once after a show as the AAA girls, which happens a lot. But now that we're talking about it,
didn't we not know the lyrics to a Spice Girl song in the UK?
We didn't know the lyrics. We fucked up Wannabe so bad. And someone was like, come on, that's fucking drag 101. It's fucking treacle. You fucking losers can't even learn one fucking song. And they're not wrong.
Now, this hole pick is not wrong either. From the looks of it, he was sitting in between a 15 to 20 increment before by the markings on his posterior. The hole looks like it's a salmon color, and the surrounding area is free of occlusions, free of hair, free of scabbing, free of stretch marks.
Yeah.
It's devoid of any character. I can barely see where to put it in, but it's... it's a wide open space. Gorgeous.
Yes, and the bedspread is actually very nice.
I get lost in his eye.
Right, yeah. The bedspread is actually very nice, too. It looks like a fleecy, like, kind of cotton. It has sort of, like, a plaid checkered pattern with, like, light blues, like a robin's egg.
It's a gingham. It's technically a gingham.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm, a gingham. I think Gigi hand-painted that pattern because... There wasn't that pattern available at the store, so she hand-painted it for her big Dorothy reveal.
Also, Gigi does not do rhinestones, so...
What privilege.
Is that what she said? She said it on the show, because the theme was sparkles, and she was like, Gigi does not do rhinestones, so I'm doing glitter. And I think it was a glitter outfit, the light green.
The prom outfit, where she was like in the...
No, the helmet. When she was
no, the green
girl.
Helmet and the like suit. It was very like Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, I don't remember that one because none of it involved my clothes. hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss this week. We appreciate all the interactivities and the Orphis pictures. And if you have anything you'd like us to get some eyes or ears on, you could send your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Has anyone ever sent us any gaping pictures? I always, whenever I see a gape, I always think it's singing opera. So if anyone has an opera singing gape asshole photo,
you can just go to my high res art Dropbox if you want,
or get one of your T-shirts.
I do have my hole on that one T-shirt.
Yeah, we have bonus video content available, speaking of, on patreon.com/Willem, and you can search using the hashtag RaceChaser. You can watch the videos a la carte. We just released the Newlywed Game on Patreon. It's very fun to watch, and go check out the other bonus videos on there. And we're about to film one after this, so I'm looking forward to that.
You can follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, and @RaceChaserPod. And the link on Instagram with @RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, which is still a thing. It's happening.
Yeah. Do you have a voting plan as well? Why not review your plan with a friend or family member? Take action. Are you going to be voting early, by mail, absentee? Are you going to vote in person? Make your plan now. This is really important. And like, let's all do our homework and get this right.
Yeah. And wear a mask and wash your hands and stay safe and healthy and all that good stuff. And we will be back next week with more
piping,
steaming,
squalling, boiling.
Hot.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus.
Plus.
At foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Plus.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.